to you with love. Words from Jesus.
You are my child, and I love you. It's just that simple. You have an eternal spirit living within you, and I know you and everything about your life and experiences, and I care for you. You are living your life, making decisions, trying to figure out the best ways to live and to survive, and it's a struggle. I understand the challenges of life that you face every day. But the burdens you carry and the weights you struggle with can be lightened if you will come to me. Though your life will run its course and you will continue to age and then one day you will die, your spirit never dies. The real you, your spirit that dwells within the confines of your body, will live forever. That is why the material things of this world are not the things to strive for, because one day you must leave them behind. The things that truly matter transcend the material. Love, kindness, mercy, understanding, giving. These are the things that make you rich. Rich in spirit. When the day comes that you shed the garment of your body, your spirit will be what counts. So do good. Be kind. Give generously. Love your family, friends, neighbors, and those you meet in the course of your everyday life. Show mercy, kindness, and compassion. For by sharing these things, by showing love, you show me to others. When you come to the end of your life, you will need the key to enter into my home where love, joy, peace, and truth reign eternally. But you don't have to work for that key. You only have to choose to receive it. The key is acceptance of me and my sacrifice on the cross for your redemption. I have loved you with an everlasting love, a love so great that I came to earth and took on human form so that anyone who believes and receives me will never perish, but will enter into my eternal kingdom. My special gift to you. My love is patient and understanding in a world of intolerance. My love is tender and kind when people are callous or indifferent. My love comforts in times of sorrow. My love consoles the lonely. My love brings clarity of mind to those who are confused, rest to the weary, help to the helpless, and renewed strength to those who feel they can't go on. My love brings peace in the midst of life's storms. My love can heal broken lives. It can soothe and mend broken hearts. My love can bring release from tension, worry, and stress. My love gives faith and courage in place of fear, hope in place of despair. My love is light and drives away the darkness. My love will penetrate any depth to save, reach forth to any distance to rescue. My love went to the greatest lengths for humankind, the giving of my life for the salvation of the world. My love is my special gift to you. It has always been there for you and always will be. The choice is yours to receive my gift of eternal love and salvation. Won't you take it now? focus on my care for you. When life gets to be too much, when things around you seem to be falling apart, when you feel that nothing you do helps, bring all your cares to me. Think about how much I love you. Think about my power to help you overcome. Think about all your blessings and thank me. You can praise your way out of a bad mood. As you thank me for all the good things in your life, you will find that the negative feelings will dissipate. You may sometimes find yourself in situations where there doesn't seem to be anything good to thank me for. In those times, you can thank me for the good that will eventually come out of even the bad things. Because if you love me, sooner or later it will. That's explained in the Bible in Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to those who love God. For my children who love me, I can work anything for your ultimate good. Let me change your difficult day into a hopeful one. You can always find something to thank me for. As you praise me for one thing, you'll usually be reminded of another and another. You'll find peace of mind as you focus on me and my promises to you. Walk in my light. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So when you're acutely aware of your insufficiency, rejoice. This is what being poor in spirit is all about. The world applauds self-sufficiency, and bookstores abound with volumes designed to help you reach this goal. However, this is not the way of my kingdom. I want my children to recognize and rejoice in their utter dependence on me. You have been saved by grace through faith. Both grace and faith are gifts. Your part is to be receptive and responsive to these glorious gifts. The best response is gratitude, a heart overflowing with thankfulness for all I have done. You are exceedingly blessed, because the kingdom of heaven is yours. When the strain of living in this fallen world is getting you down, resist the temptation to feel sorry for yourself. Instead, say to yourself, I am blessed and thankful and on my way to glory. I am the light of the world. My followers will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Even though there's much darkness in this world, you always have access to me, so you are never in total darkness. The trail before you may look obscure, especially as it disappears into the future. You would like it to be floodlit, so you could anticipate what's up ahead. But I'll tell you, I am enough. I am with you, and I also go before you, illuminating the way. Your assignment is to trust me and follow the light I provide. No matter how dim it may seem, it is sufficient for your journey through today. Someday you will be with me in heaven, and there you will see my light in all its glory. Darkness will be a thing of the past, and you will see everything clearly. There will be no more night. You will not need the light of a lamp or of the sun, for I will give you light beyond anything you can imagine. Live close to me, and you will have the light of life.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.